We are about to begin Simin Tof Nun Beis. We'll be doing the beginning of Sif Aleph. Tof Nun Beis are the general halachas of how to do Hagolas Kalim. Now, Hagolas Kalim, as something of an introduction to this, the Mishnah Berurah does speak it out. Hagolas Kalim does present a problem in that when you do Hagolah, what are you doing? You're boiling a, you're taking a pot that was used for chametz, and you're boiling water in it. Now, generally speaking, if you take a treif pot and you boil water in it, the water becomes treif. How does kashering work? Why don't we say that whatever chametz is in the pot goes into the water, making the water chametz thick, and now you're boiling up chametz water in this pot, so it should make the pot chametz again? How exactly are we extracting whatever particles of chametz or iser are in the pot by boiling water in it? Why doesn't the flavor just come out into the water and then return right into the pot that you're trying to extract it from? So there are several shittas in the Rishonim of exactly how that works. Some say that the way it works is that water is different than all other materials, that when you boil water in something, the water will extract flavor and not return it. Others say that the only way that you can do Hagolas Kalim is that you wait until the Kalim are Einam B'nei Yoman, until they weren't used for 24 hours, and therefore, whatever comes out of it into the water is no Sintam Livgam. This is a taste that is no longer good. It's a taste that went off. Now, even though the halacha is that it is Asur Midrabbanan to use a Keli in which there is tam that is nosen tam livgam, tam that is pogum, you cannot use a kli after a kli that was used for treif, even if it's more than 24 hours after that. That's only if at the time it absorbed it, it was a good flavor. Whereas if it absorbed something that was off to begin with, it was pogum mitchiloso, there Chazal didn't aser it, even l'chatchila. So here the case is that I boil water in it, so it extracts all of the taste. Now the taste that's in the water is nosen tam livgam because it was more than 24 hours later. Even though the keli will reabsorb it from the water, what it is absorbing is nosen tam livgam, and that is pogum mitchiloso this time around, and therefore you can use the pot. Another explanation is the rule of nosen tam bar nosen tam, and that is that there's an essential difference between kashering a keli from something treif or kashering a keli from something that is chametz thick. Chametz during the year is not usr, it's only usr on Pesach. Therefore, if I kasher the keli before Pesach, what I'm doing is extracting a taste of heter. Now, if you're dealing with something, let's say water in this case, that absorbed the taste from the pot itself, the taste that the water has is a secondhand taste. It's not the taste of Isser itself. It's the taste of Isser that was absorbed into a pot that then came out into the water. Now when it goes back into the pot, this would already be Tam Shlishi. This is a third-hand taste. And Tam Shlishi Beheter, since it is not yet Pesach, the Tam Shlishi Beheter of Nat Bar Nat, we would say Nosen Tam Bar Nosen Tam, which is again a third generation of taste, that would not become Usser on Pesach. Now, this explanation would be good provided that you're kashering at a time that chametz is still mutter. Furthermore, we had previously seen a machlokas if chametz is considered hetera bola or isura bola. Do we say that it is called chametz all year long, but its halacha is that it's also on Pesach, or it only becomes isur on Pesach? We happen to have paskin there with regard to the halachas of Libun that it's Isura Bala. So this explanation would only help if we were really to be makel. So basically, the different explanations that we had were either Nosen Tam Livgam, water being different, or the halacha of Nat Bar Nat of Hetera. Another one is that when you kasher, you have to kasher a pot in more than 60 times its volume of water, so that whatever flavor comes out of the pot will be batel b'shishim. So all of these explanations we find in the Rishonim to explain just how Hagola could possibly work. We will find that the minhag is to be machmer for all of the different explanations. But let us begin by reading the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh li zor lahagil kodem shal chamishis. One should be careful to do hagala before the fifth hour. The fifth hour is where chametz becomes osur midrabanan. So according to the shittas that chametz before Pesach is considered heter, that would only apply up until the fifth hour where it becomes osur midrabanan. So if you do hagala at that time, you don't have to worry about anything else because you can rely on the shita that since it's heter, this is not bar not the hetera, and therefore the hagala will work. Kadei shelo yitzarech ledaktek, in order that one not have to be careful, imakelim b'nei yom on olav, you don't have to worry if it's a ben yomo or not. Remember, according to the shita, that the reason why it doesn't become usher as you're being magalit is because we're talking about a keli that's nosen tam lefkam. That means it wasn't used for 24 hours before you're koshering it. Says the Rama, Oem yes shishim b'mayim neged kli shemagalim lav, or whether or not there's shishim in the water against it. That was the other explanation. V'chein imagil kelim shebliyoson muetes and kelim shebliyoson merubim. Another thing that you would have to worry about if you were doing Haggalah when it was already Isser is that you shouldn't do Haggalah together with some Kalim that have a small Bliya with other Kalim that have a big Bliya that was used for a lot of Chametz out of fear that while you're doing the Haggalah, the Kali with the more Chametz is going to give off a lot of Chametz that will then be reabsorbed by the other Kali. Others say that if you leave the keli in the boiling water too long, then after giving out all of whatever flavor it had, it's going to start reabsorbing it. And you don't leave it there that long. Also, that you shouldn't have to worry that the water stopped boiling. Because so long as the water is boiling, we could say that that's extracting flavor and not returning it. When it stops boiling, at that point, it's like regular hot water and you're just warming something up in it and can easily reabsorb whatever it gave out. So the Mechaber is saying that one does not have to worry about all of these things if you're kashering the kalim before the fifth hour, because there it's still heter, and we rely on the tam of not nosen tam bar nosen tam. Now, Lemaisa, the Bir Halacha asks the Kasha, the Mashmos of the Mechaber is that if it's after the fifth hour, you're going to have to worry about all of these different things. La Halacha, if you have Shishim or it's Nosen Tam Livgam, they would be sufficient. So it's just not clear. The Bir Halacha really leaves it as a question. The Mechaber really mean that you'll have to worry about all of these things? Or all he meant is you don't have to worry about any of these things? Now, the Ramah is reacting to the last thing that the Mechaber said. The Ramah understood that according to the Mechaber, it may be that you can do Haggalah in water that is not boiling. Well, that probably is not what the Mechaber meant, and that's what the Nosa Kalim explained as the Mechaber sheet, that all he meant was you don't have to worry about the water, the boiling stopping after the Kli was kashered already. But the Ramah understood that the Mechaber is allowing you to do Haggalah with water that is not boiling. Says the Ramah, Haggah ach rabim cholk in esfirlu, dein Haggalah moeles klum mein amayim roschim. There are many who say that unless the water is actually bubbling, it would not be able to kasher. Al kenyesh dizara filu kodu esman isur shlo yenuchu mersichosan kol zman shamagil. You have to make sure that the water is bubbling when you do Haggalah, regardless of what time of day or what day you're doing the Haggalah on. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that there are times that people do Haggalah, and when they put in the kalim, say the keli is quite heavy, is quite big, and because of that it immediately cools down the water and the water stops bubbling. So what you have to do is wait until the water starts bubbling again after you put the kli inside. Therefore, he says that the people that are in charge of Haggalah's kelim should be extremely careful that at the time they put the kelim in, they should not consider the Haggalah done until after the water starts boiling again. And even there, you keep it in for a little bit of time and to give it time to extract all of the flavor inside the keli. Now, with regard to the halacha lemaisa, the Mechaber came out that if you're doing Haggalah before the fifth hour, you don't have to worry about anything else. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gra and many others who say that since we paskin in the previous siman that chametz is called isur rabala and not heter rabala, There's no heter of not bar not. Consequently, kashering before the fifth hour is insufficient, and you really have to make sure that the kelim are either einam b'nei yom or nosen tam lefgam, or that you have shishim, 60 times the volume of the keli, in the water that you're kashering in, so that it will the water will be heter and will not go back then return and aser the kli after as you're doing hagala. The Mishtabur brings a minhag. Some are knowing not to use kalim that they're kashering for 3 days before they kasher it. This way you can be sure that there's no flavor in it whatsoever that is not nosen tam lifgam.